children, do you remember the story of Joseph? A lot of hard things happened to Joseph in his life, but the Lord was always with him, taking care of him, even when hard things were happening to him. Did you know that three times in his life, people made Joseph a prisoner? And in fact, from the time he was 17 years old all the way till he was 30 years old, Joseph was a prisoner. You might remember the first time his brothers put him down into a deep pit. He couldn't get out. He was a prisoner there. They were going to leave him to die there. But the Lord was with him and sent some merchantmen. So his brothers took him out of the pit and sold him to the merchantmen. But the merchantmen took him to Egypt and sold him as a slave. So again, he wasn't free. But the Lord was with him. And he was at Potiphar's house. And he was such a good servant to Potiphar. And the Lord blessed everything Joseph did, so it turned out very nicely. Potiphar saw that, and so he put Joseph in charge of all his servants. But Potiphar's wife was evil, and she wanted to commit adultery with Joseph. And Joseph said, "No, how can I sin against the Lord and against my master Potiphar?" And she kept nagging him, and he kept saying no. And then one day, when he was in the house doing some work, and it happened that nobody else was there, she grabbed him. She grabbed him by his clothes, and he wriggled out of his outer clothes and ran out of the house to get away from her. And so when she saw she had his clothes, she made up a terrible lie. She said that Joseph had tried to commit adultery with her and that she had screamed, and so he had run away. And so Potiphar, his owner, put Joseph in the king's prison. But the Lord was still with Joseph. Listen what the story says about Joseph in the prison. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the jailhouse, the place where the king's bound ones were. And he was there in the prison house. And Yehovah was with Joseph and did mercy to him and gave him grace in the eyes of the prince of the jailhouse. That means the man in charge of the prison liked Joseph. He saw what a good man he was. And the prince of the jailhouse gave into Joseph's hand all the bound ones who were in the jailhouse. And whatever they did there, he was the doer. Joseph was put in charge of everybody else in the prison. It was his job to take care of them, just like at Potiphar's house. And the prince of the jailhouse did not see anything of all that was in his hand, because Yehovah was with Joseph. And that which he did, Yehovah made it prosper. It all went very well. And then the story says that the king put two of his important officers into prison, the chief of his butlers and the chief of his bakers. And Joseph was put in charge of them to take care of them. And Joseph came to them in the morning, and he saw them, and behold, they were gloomy. They were feeling sad. And do you know why? What had happened in the night? Do you remember? Yes? Right, they had a dream. And he asked Pharaoh's officers who were with him under guard in the house of his Lord, saying, "Why are your faces evil or sad today?" And they said to him, "We have dreamed a dream, and there is no one to interpret it, no one to explain what it means." And Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Please tell it to me." And the prince of the butlers told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "In my dream, behold, a grapevine was before me. And on the vine were three branches. And it was as though it flowered, its blossom went up, and its clusters ripened grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them, squeezed the juice out of them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup upon the palm of Pharaoh's hand." And Joseph said to him, "This is the interpretation of it. The three branches, they are 3 days." In yet 3 days Pharaoh shall lift up thy head and shall return thee to thy position, and thou shalt give Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the former manner when thou wast his butler. In other words, you're going to go back to being the butler again. He's going to let you free out of this prison. And then Joseph says, but remember me with thee when it is well with thee, and do mercy with me, please, and mention me to Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For being stolen, I was stolen from the land of the Hebrews, and even here I have done nothing that they should put me in the pit. So what did Joseph ask the butler to do when he got out of prison? Yes? That's right, to help him get out of the prison too. And then, but unfortunately, the butler forgot. So it was 2 more years that Joseph had to stay in the jail. But then, who else had a dream? Yes? Yes, you're right, the baker. But somebody else in 2 years later had a dream. Sorry? The Pharaoh, that's right. The king of Egypt had 2 dreams, and nobody knew what they meant. And then the butler remembered, wait, when I had a dream, Joseph told me what it meant. So they hurried, and they got Joseph out of the prison, and Joseph came and stood before Pharaoh and explained the meaning of the dreams, that there would be 7 years of very good food and 7 years of famine. So Joseph said, you should save up the good food so that there'll be something to eat during the years of famine. And Pharaoh said, well, where are we going to find a man as wise as Joseph? So he made Joseph in charge of all of Egypt, just like Potiphar made him in charge of all of his house, just like the head of the jail made Joseph in charge of all the jail, only now Joseph was free. Now, here's a few pictures that you can see of this story. So here is a picture of Joseph when he was at Potiphar's house. He's explaining to these servants what they are meant to do. And then here is a picture of Potiphar's evil wife. And you can see there that she's grabbed Joseph's garment. She's stolen it away from him. And here's poor Joseph in the prison. But here he is, and here are the butler and the baker, and Joseph is bringing them some food because he's in charge of them, and he's seeing that their faces are sad. So here in this picture, you can see Joseph. Here's the butler. He's explained his dream, and now Joseph is telling him what it means. So you can see these 3 times that Joseph is, the butler is squeezing the grapes into the cup. See, here he is. He's squeezing the grapes into the cup, and he's going to give it into the hand of the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Now, what does this story about Joseph, how does that help us in our life? Well, sometimes hard things happen to us, too. Things that seem not fair, like we might get very sick and be sick for a long time. Or maybe your parents say, I want you to clean up the whole playroom. And you say, that's not fair because my brothers and sisters got out a lot of stuff and made a big mess and you're making me clean it all up. And it's going to take hours and hours. And you feel like you're a prisoner having to do this job. But if instead we think of Joseph, we can remember that the Lord is with us even if something unfair or hard is happening to us. And we can do like Joseph did. We can do such a good job that people really like us. And they give us more jobs that we like to do. And the Lord can make it feel good to us inside that we've done such a good job. And the Lord can bless us, just like he blessed Joseph. So if something sad or hard happens to you or to someone you love, then you can remember the story of Joseph, and you can be sure that the Lord is still with us, taking care of us. He's ready to bless us as soon as it's the right time and set us free. Amen.